time now for News Talk WANI Sports, brought to you by Top Hat Chimney Sweeps. If you have a chimney, make sure it's inspected by the best. Top Hat Chimney Sweeps of Auburn. With 20 years of experience, they are the pros.
With the retirement of Dan Norton coming up at the end of the school year and going into next year, James Slayton has been hired and will be coming to Auburn City Schools to be the athletic director. And one of those things he'll be in charge of is, of course, all of Auburn High's athletics. Well, we just happen to carry a lot of those athletics, including softball and baseball, as well as football and basketball, women's or girls basketball as well. So our own Jacob Goins, voice of Auburn High, was able to sit down with Mr. Slayton and visit with him when he was passing through town last week in order to go to his kids' graduation up at Jacksonville State. They will be moving to the area, bringing their six kids with them, he and his wife. His wife and him are actually able to stop by the radio station and talk with us a little bit. Had a great visit, but we also went on air and did and recorded a little bit with him, so that way we could get to know James Slayton a bit and what Auburn High is getting as far as athletic director. That I can't remember if it's June 1 or July 1 where he essentially takes the official reins and role of being the athletic director, but we'll hear more about that next week when we talk to Dr. Kristen Herring as well as Daniel Chesser whenever they come in to visit on Auburn Opelika this morning. But James Slayton sitting down with our own Jacob Goins, voice of Auburn High, to discuss his role and when he begins his tenure as a new Auburn High athletic director.
Jacob Goins with you here, voice of the Auburn High Tigers, and excited to welcome in a special guest here across our radio stations, a guy that you're going to be getting to know very, very well, very, very soon. He was announced earlier, several weeks ago, a couple of months ago, for Auburn City Schools. He's going to be the new athletic director of Auburn High School. It is James Slayton joining us here in the studio. Very nice to meet you, sir. Very glad to have you with us on the airwaves. We've been able to talk and visit for a little bit, but we're excited to have you in the Auburn Opelika area.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here. This is definitely a homecoming for me, and really excited getting myself and my family here and get back entrenched into the city of Auburn, but more importantly for me and my job, into Auburn athletics, and really try to help take Auburn athletics to the next level. They're already at a great place, but you know, my goal is to have Auburn the school, the community, the district in the state of Alabama when you think of athletics.
Well, this is a transition as Dan Norton, who's been the athletic director at Auburn High School for several years now, he is going to be retiring. I know he's going to be doing a bunch of traveling and things. We've been talking with him. We're excited to have you stepping into what is a huge role with the biggest school in the state of Alabama, 7A High School Sports. But you are familiar with Auburn High. You're familiar with Auburn as the area. You coached here years ago. You're bringing your family back. What does that mean to you to be coming back to this area in particular?
Well, I know when, you know, I applied for when the job became open and I applied for it, you know, some people that maybe didn't know were like, why are you even looking at a guy from Florida? Well, I wasn't. I was an Auburn guy. Started coaching here 30 years ago, coached basketball and football, and started teaching here about that same time as well. So it's, for me, it wasn't just about this is the next step or this was this one stop for me that's going to lead to something else. This was truly coming home. I haven't looked for anywhere else. I was at an amazing district, an amazing place to live. It's bittersweet leaving Sarasota, Florida, where we are. However, it's not Auburn. And a chance to come to Auburn and lead where I first began coaching 30 years ago is really something that's very special for me.
And you were a part of Yarborough when it opened, is that right? You were teaching there at the time when that opened up back in, you were saying, telling us before, 1998, is that right?
1998, yes. I was actually at Auburn getting my master's degree.
Okay.
And teaching there at the same time. And so, yeah, some great memories. And a chance for sure to come back to where I laid my roots, coaching and education-wise, for
well,
sure.
You were the district athletic director down for Sarasota County Schools, and that, you were telling us a little bit before, five major high schools plus middle schools and elementary schools. I mean, you were managing a lot of kids at one time, so how do you feel that that's going to help you stepping into, again, one of the biggest schools in the state of Alabama?
Well, it's going to be very helpful. For one, just used to that amount of athletics that's going on. We have a lot that's going to be going on here, obviously, in Auburn as the largest school in the state. And then even over the next few years, Auburn's growing like crazy.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a new high school. We're going to have a new middle school. And we're going to have to transition from more of a one school mindset to where are we going to be as a district? And I think I'll be able to help bring some of that experience where we are still going to be on the same team, except on Friday nights when we're playing each other. And we're going to try like crazy. Both schools are going to try to win. But afterwards, we're still brothers. We're still friends. We're still family.
Yeah.
And we're still a part of Auburn City Schools.
Well, you are one of those stories of people who were in Auburn and then left, and people typically find their way back. That's just how this town works, and so many people have done that, and some people just show up and never leave, and we hope that that's the case for you. We're excited to have you along. What have you noticed? I know you've been taking several trips back here and getting in preparation for making this move official. What's changed the most that you've been, you know, in the times that you have or haven't been here? What's changed the most in this town?
Well, the funny part is there's a lot that has changed for sure. As you see the number of, you know, restaurants and stores and houses and communities that have popped up. But one thing that hasn't changed, Auburn is still the same great place it was when I was here 30 years ago. There's a lot of the same people that I knew back then. I went yesterday evening and got a little workout at one of the gyms here in town, and I ran into two or three people that I knew from years ago that I coached with before.
How about that?
And pretty cool that you're gone for this long and you come back and there's still people that you know, which says this is a great place. People don't want to leave. And I didn't want to leave, but I was wanting to be a head basketball coach at the time. And, you know, Chris Brandt was the up and comer and who's still there. So I made probably a good choice not waiting around for him because he's still here. So just it was not a choice that I wanted to leave Auburn. Mm-hmm. But in order to advance my career, I needed to. So a chance to come home is pretty special.
We're speaking with the new athletic director for Auburn High School, James Slayton, here as a part of our Auburn Network family of stations, and we were getting the opportunity to tell you what we get to do on the Auburn High Sports Network between football, being on Wings 94.3 on Friday nights, and then girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball over on 96.3 W. Lee. We're in the middle of those postseasons right now. We're excited to have you along and getting a chance for you to start tuning in and listening to what we've got going on, because we're proud of our coverage, and there's nothing like Friday nights at Duck Sanford Stadium. I know you know that from years ago, but now we get to have that along for the ride. So what gets you most excited for just the Auburn High Athletics Department when you step in and kind of what your journey is going to be?
You know, one of my big motivations is how can we help our kids get to the next level in three areas? And those three areas are obviously athletics. How can we help them be the best they can be where they are here and prepare them potentially for a future in college? And then academically, where are you right now? I was meeting with some kids today, met some kids when I was on campus, and the first thing I asked, where's your GPA? Where are you with that? So we want to develop champions, not only in athletics, but also in academics. So how are we going to get there? And then also in life, and giving experiences for our student athletes to grow as young people is extremely important to me. So those are the three things, and I'm going to talk about them in detail a lot with our coaches, with our student athletes, with our community, with our network here. But you know, we're going to hear the same thing. Champions are going to be built here, and those champions are in athletics, in academics, and in life.
I love
that. And that means a lot to me.
I love that. That's awesome. I mean, it's not just about winning games, as all important as that is, and we all want to win games and win championships. There are other things going on, whether it's on the field or in the classroom or just in the community, and you've spoken to that so much. And so have you had a chance to meet with any of the coaches or anything yet, or see any of them, talk with them just about what you're going to be wanting to do when you step in here?
I have, and I've had a chance to reach out to all of them and just let them know I'm here to support them, anything they need, try to get where, you know, analyzing where they are in their programs. And so I've started doing that, started meeting with some of the coaches individually, and wow, just some amazing coaches we have here in Auburn. It's pretty impressive, and it's something to be excited about, especially for my job, to be able to lead already a strong group.
And I'm sure you've seen the facilities that Auburn High School has. I mean, that brand new practice football field that's out there behind the high school that they just completed last year. And you're going to find out, too, the fan base is pretty passionate when it comes to Auburn High athletics, whether it's football on Fridays or basketball, baseball, softball. Man, they love what they got going on. The soccer teams right now are crushing it, too. Track and field's been dominant. And so there's a lot going on around Auburn High School athletics. I know you're excited. How's the family feel about the move? I know you had six six kids, right, that you're going to be bringing some in college all the way down into middle school, elementary school, right? How's the family feel about the move so far?
Yeah, we're definitely going to increase the population here in Auburn for sure. So, but they're, you know, for them, this is Florida's what they know. So it's same for them, a little bittersweet, but they are excited about the possibilities. We've got twin boys that are runners, that are cross country runners, track guys, also golfers. So they're excited. I know this strong athletic program here. So they're excited. And at the same time, I was like, you guys better be working.
That's right.
Be working.
Yeah,
so absolutely. You're going to have some challenges to be able to step on those fields. So, but they're excited. My wife's extremely excited. She's a teacher. She's an elementary teacher. So hoping to, you know, bring her, she's an amazing teacher, bring her into the district as well. Mm-hmm. So very excited, looking at houses here while we're here. So a lot going on, but the future is definitely exciting and bright. So can't wait.
Well, you're going to be taking over kind of once the school year ends, as we get through the summer. You'll have a couple of months, and then football season's right around the corner. We've got spring practice going on right now with Coach Etheridge and Auburn High School football as we're wrapping up the spring sports. And so we are really excited to have you a part of the community, have you a part of Auburn High Athletics. James Slayton, new athletic director for Auburn High School. We're going to have you hopefully on consistently around our radio stations and give you a chance to be a part of what we're doing and just kind of tell the people what's going on throughout the school year with football and basketball and volleyball and all the things going on at Auburn High, and we're so excited to have you a part of it. So thank you so much for coming by today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and just kind of a word out there to any businesses or community partners that want to get involved in Auburn athletics, give me a call, give me an email. We would love to partner with many of you that probably already are or maybe haven't had a chance to be. So, but thank you for all you do with the network, and thanks for having me.
Most importantly, go Tigers.
Go Tigers, for sure.
James Slayton, the new athletic director that will take over when, actually middle of the summer, Dan Norton, after he officially retires at the end of the school year. And then James Slayton will take over after that. Speaking of Auburn athletics, as the softball team headed to Montgomery today, good luck to the ladies. Winter go home scenario. I'm hoping this rain holds off so there won't be too many delays or any of that sort. And here's to bringing home a win and continuing as far as the playoffs are concerned in Auburn High School softball. We got the positive thought with Dr. George Matheson coming up next, and then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to visit with Opelika Mayor Gary Fuller. I'm sure, speaking of baseball and softball, I'm wondering if he watched the Braves walk it off last night. Marcell Ozuna getting the win for the Braves in late innings last evening. Yours truly was already in the bed when all that took place. Positive thought next.